the North. Wednesday, July 6th. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon by China time when the Japan airline jet we were riding in began the approach to Beijing's capital airport. Ordinarily, when I am in an airplane, I keep as far away from the window as possible, so as not to keep reminding myself that there is nothing under me but miles of empty sky. This time, however, curiosity got the better of me, and I peered out of the window a couple of seats away to see what China looked like. It looked very green and tree-laced. This, I guess, was the first thing that surprised me about China, how green it was and how many trees there were, particularly trees planted in rows along the city streets and country roads. I had always heard northern China described as rather barren and treeless, so I was quite unprepared for what I saw from the plane window, and later from the windows of the car as we drove into the city. As I grow older, I seem to develop an ever-increasing affection for trees. Few forms of life, in my opinion, contribute so richly to their surroundings and at the same time cause so little trouble. Everyone, it seems to me, ought to imitate the Chinese and put out more trees. We were met at the airport by Mr. Chu, a graduate of Peking University, who majored in Japanese studies and has worked for the past 18 years as a Japanese interpreter.